The Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver from Ansonia, Ohio, for the high school boys basketball game with Fort Recovery and Ansonia. I will remind you, if you want to continue to listen to the Colts game, you need to tune in to 105.3 FM or 1440 AM. So again, we are continuing our Colts coverage at 105.3 FM or 1440 AM. We'll have the Fort Recovery pregame and Fort Recovery play-by-play with Ansonia here on 100.9 FM. I'll be back with the coach of the Ansonia Tigers, Tony Overton, right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with the Golden Technologies Power Recliner and Lift Chair for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49 at 1201 Commerce Street. So visit us online at calpharmacy.com or call us at 419-375-7007. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Back at Ansonia High School, we have the head coach of the Ansonia Tigers with us, Mr. Tony Overton. Of course, a former Jay County Patriot himself and a former coach with the Fort Recovery basketball system. And here at Ansonia, this is your second year, I think, here at Ansonia. Yep. So talk about, you know, your decision to come here and become the head coach.
Well, it was an opportunity to come. I've always wanted to try to run my own program, and it has been a project, and it's been very rewarding but very frustrating in the same sense, because as we know, in Ohio, football rules, and you have to make adjustments and accommodate to that. We got a late start this year, had one practice before our first scrimmage, and I think we had seven practices before our first game. So we're still trying to figure some things out. Still have some kids in the football hangover mode, and but they play hard. The football mentality really comes in positive situations at times, but it also can hurt you, because you can't just consistently run through people. You have to have some finesse and some certain skill level, and that's what we're trying to do here.
Well, last year you got the mo going for you. The season was real positive.
It was. The year before, they won seven. We won 13 games last year. We hit our stride at the very end and lost to a very good Fort Loramie team in the second round of the tournament. So we were playing our best basketball at the end of the season. So in a small school that's football oriented, that's the way it's always going to be. So we have to do whatever it takes to prepare those kids to be successful.
Well, let's talk about this year, some disappointment for you right off the bat.
Yes, we lost two senior starters. The first one that went down would be Landon Bowman. He was a left-handed sharpshooter for us. He broke his wrist. He will be back hopefully in about a week. But we lost our leading scorer, leading rebounder, all everything, Garrett Stahman. He was on pace to score 1,000 points. He was a first-team All-WOAC basketball defensive player of the year, state discus thrower, I mean, and he tore his ACL, MCL, meniscus, and his athletic career is done. So I'm just sick to my stomach for the kid, because he still comes around. You'll probably see him on the bench tonight. He wants to be a coach in the future, and just his presence means a lot to these boys. And that's more than anything what we miss out of him, is his leadership, because they've always looked up to him since the third grade. And we need to find somebody to replace that leadership, and that's going to be very difficult.
And then your other kid, who was that?
That was Landon Bowman, the left-handed shooter that we had there. But we should have him in about a week.
Okay. Well, let's hope so. That's not all bad then.
No, nope. We keep making strides. We had a tough one last night. We lost a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter against a very quality conference opponent in Dixie. We're not very deep. We just ran out of gas. Everything that we did well the first three quarters kind of fell apart the last 4 minutes because we just couldn't sub anybody. You know, we ran out of gas. And the mental toughness, as we know, when you're dead gassed for a 16, 17-year-old boy is hard to overcome. And we fell victim to that tonight. But we're going to keep pressing, and hopefully we look forward to a good performance tonight.
So, what are you going to do with the Fort Recovery Indians? You've had a chance to scout them a little bit, so what do you think?
They struggle scoring. They have us on the size. I think we match up really well with them on the athletic side. We're at our best in transition, and I know Bobby really well. We've coached together for a long time, so our heads think alike. He knows how I'm going to attack him, and he knows how we know each other, how we're going to attack each other, I guess. And it's going to be find out who has the best scenario there. If they can stop us in transition, and if we can be disciplined enough to take care of the basketball. So who knows? Should be a fun one.
Again, Tony Overton, our guest. Tony was a Jay County High School graduate. What year was that?
1989,
and you went on to play college ball.
Yes, I went to Stetson University in DeLand, Florida. I was well-traveled, but that's where I finished my last 2 years, at Stetson.
And talk about Jay County for a moment, for the benefit of our Jay County folks who might be listening in. How about some of your memories about being a Jay County Patriot?
I'm thankful about it. That's where I grew up. I mean, that's where I learned the game. I learned the game from, you know, a guy watching Jerry Baumhold's team when I was in grade school. And then I had Mike Letterman, which is a very basketball knowledgeable guy, taught me a lot of life lessons that I carry and try to pay forward here. My brother played for Teagle, so I was part of that program. So I took all of that stuff that I've learned and played and tried to apply it to what I do now. So I guess I'm an old school now, a guy now, Rob. I don't consider myself that, but I guess I am one of those old guys.
Well, you're a pretty good old guy. I will say that. Okay, starting five tonight. Tell us who they are and a little bit about each of the kids.
At point guard, we'll start Matt Bargey. He led us in rebounding last night. He's our leading scorer, probably our leading rebounder. Matt didn't play much last year. He averaged under 2 points a game. He's been thrown into a different role this year, and he's rose to the occasion. He will leave it all out on the floor. Other guard, we got Asher Shives. He's more of a role player, the hustle guy. Ethan Reichert, 6'2", athletic. I'm going to say freak because that's what he is. When Ethan brings it, he's very exciting, but he has a tendency to get bored. We got Trevor Hemrick. He's another senior. He's an outside guy that really likes to drive. Jacob Krager, another guard, lefty. He's always going to lock down their best player. He's a good defender, rebounder, does everything for us. So those are our top five guys, and they'll play the majority of the game.
Well, Tony, always a privilege to talk with you. You're a fine gentleman. We have known you for many, many years. I interviewed you as a player I don't know how many moons ago.
Been a while.
And you had a really nice high school career at Jay County. Obviously, that led to your college career. And I know you spent a lot of years at good old Fort Recovery.
Yep, I think I spent 12 years there, part of that coaching staff. I coached junior high. I was varsity assistant and JV coach for many years. And I still have ties with a lot of the Fort Recovery kids as we do some AAU stuff, try to intermingle with some Ansonia kids and even some Winchester and Jay County kids. I just love the game of basketball, and I love teaching life lessons through that and seeing the kids grow relationships in other communities, and that's what it's all about. So I'll continue to do that as long as I'm breathing.
Well, Tony, thanks very much. We wish you the very best.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Appreciate it.
Tony Overton, head basketball coach of the Ansonia Tigers, playing Fort Recovery here at Ansonia tonight. We'll be back with more here on WPGW right after we pause for this.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
We're back at Ansonia once again, and we have Bobby Leverett with us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, and two games this week and two close losses. They're going to start calling you the Cardiac Kids.
Oh, I know. You know, last year we started off kind of very similar, but was fortunate enough to be on the other end of things. So, you know, last night's loss was down to the wire again. Didn't shoot very well from the free throw line. That kind of was the ultimatum of as to why we got beat, I think. The defensive effort was great. We held them to 33 points. Just couldn't put the ball in the hoop in the second half. Went 3-for-11 from the foul line. So, you know, when you shoot that bad from the line, that really doesn't help things. But defensive intensity has been there all year for us. You know, even in the loss against Fort Laramie on Tuesday, super happy with our defensive effort. We're just trying to find ourselves offensively. You know, Rob and I, you and I have talked earlier in the season about that. You know, that was kind of going to be, you know, can we get our offense going? And we're kind of struggling a little bit. But shoot around today, we tweaked some things here and there, so hopefully we can get back on track tonight.
Well, hey, you're due. So yeah. Hopefully tonight's going to be a good night for you.
Right. Hopefully so.
The game last night with Parkway there in the fourth quarter, did you have the opportunity to pull ahead there?
Yeah, we did. You know, we had the ball with, I think they were up two. Came down, we got a good look at it. They got the rebound, we had to foul them. They made some free throws down the stretch, made it to three. Had a shot at the end to tie it for a three and just missed it. So, no, we were in it all the way till the end. So, you know, with that being said, not playing as good as we have offensively, to still be in the games kind of says something for our defensive effort. So, kids are still buying in. Morale's good. So, we look to come out tonight and get back on track.
You know, I don't expect that morale to change any. These kids love playing, and they're going to play hard.
Right. Yeah, like I said, it's a good group of seniors and juniors. So, no, they're focused, and I think we'll be ready to go tonight.
Okay, tell us about Ansonia.
Okay, yeah, Coach Overton, good friend of mine from over the years. You know, he's a motion guy. His theory has always been, let's come out and play harder than the other team. You know, he's not going to throw a bunch of crazy stuff at you. It's going to be blue-collar, you know, five-on-five defense. He might throw an occasional 2-3 zone at you, or a little bit of token pressure. But offensively, you're going to see five-out motion. They're going to try and drive a little bit of like a dribble-drive motion-type offense. Kids will be aggressive. They're not going to settle for threes. They're going to try and get to the rack. And defensively, they're going to get up in you and try and force you to make bad decisions. So,
how about your starting five tonight? Who are they going to be?
Go with our seniors again. Gavin, Rex, Troy, Alex, and Googs.
Okay, Bobby. Hey, good luck.
Hey, thank you, Rob.
Bob Leverett, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians here at Ansonia tonight. The Indians taking on the Ansonia Tigers. We'll be back in just a moment.
Time is running out and the Christmas clock is ticking away. If you're still on the hunt for some great toys for the kids, Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery should be your next stop. From now until the end of the year, for every $100 of Case IH toys you buy, you'll get $20 off. Pedal tractors, farm sets, toy tractors, and combines, your little ones will love them. Hurry in and save. This deal only applies to Case IH toys. Merry Christmas from Hall Brothers, your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more Melissa and Doug toys. Calp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-aged children, so we can help you cross off a name or two on your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. So check out the selection of toys this Christmas season at Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Now is the time to plant your trees, and you'll find those trees at Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Ohio State Route 49. Judy's also reminds you to get your name on their list for the spring landscaping work. See Eric Judy at Judy's Landscaping for all of your landscaping and tree needs. Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49. Have a winning season, Fort Recovery Indians, especially players Rex Leverett, Briggs Overman, and Colson Post from Judy's Landscaping.
Hello, I'm Kenny Kano from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here once again at the Ansonia High School, home of the Ansonia Tigers. Fort Recovery battling with Ansonia tonight. In the junior varsity game, Fort Recovery won that 45-28. It was tied at 8-8 at the end of the first quarter, and Fort Recovery had a fairly narrow lead at halftime, 25-21. After three, the Indians led 35-28, and Fort Recovery did not allow any points in the fourth quarter and went on to win 45-28 in the junior varsity game. I think maybe the JV is, I believe they're 3-1. On the season as of right now. Well, they'd be 4-1 now with that victory. For Fort Recovery, they were led tonight by Breaker Judy with 18 points, 12 points for Grant Fortkamp. Brody Bargie had 8. Benjamin Ingold with 4 points. Also, it was 2 points for Hayden Sebring and 1 for Reese LaFever. Once again, the Indians were led in scoring by Breaker Judy with 18. And Grant Fortkamp had 12 points. Indians last night lost the Heartbreaker 33-30 to the Parkway Panthers. Very low scoring game, obviously. Indians dropped to 2-2 with the loss. They were led by Alex Deuce, who had 13 points all in the first half. He didn't have any points in the second half. 13 in the first. Gavin Fowler added 7 points after that. 33-30, Parkway beats Fort Recovery in varsity basketball last night. We're about set to go here with the varsity game. Again, a reminder, good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians tonight from Dr. Kim Bormore and all the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Used to be the office of Dr. Banta. There's Alex Dews up and in. Again, Dr. Kim Bormore wishing the Indians good luck in tonight's game of Bormore Family Dentistry. They'd like to be your family's dentist, Bormore Family Dentistry. Put 2 points on the board here for Alex Deuce to start things out. Ansonia has the basketball. Over in the right corner it goes to Asher Shives. Back outside. Matt Bargie with it. Matt seems to be, from what Tony Overton was telling us, maybe their main cog of the starting five. Ansonia passing the ball around the perimeter here in the first quarter, brought to you by Calp Pharmacy with locations in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. A Health Mart pharmacy, that's Calp Pharmacy. Don't forget, you have a lot of nice things to shop for Christmas at Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Inside it goes, and there's a foul is going to be called on the Indians. I believe they're going to nail Gavin Fowler with the foul, reaching in. Yep, that's who it was. Antonio puts the ball back in play. And it's knocked loose. Give credit to the Indians. Reese Guggenbiller with a steal there. Guggenbiller knocked the pass down. Guggenbiller has the basketball. Over to Troy Homan. 2-0. Indians on top here in the early going. Right side it goes to Overton, or I should say to Leverett. And Leverett scoring. Rex Leverett making it 4-0. About a 5-footer right in front of the basket for Rex. Ansonia with the basketball. Again, passing around the perimeter. Now here's a drive underneath. Shots up and good. Getting the first basket for Ansonia was Ethan Reichertz. There's a shot up and no good, and a foul's going to be called on Ansonia on the rebound. They're going to call that foul on Ethan Reichertz. Be out of bounds to the Fort Recovery Indians here. I'm Rob Weaver. Nate Christman's our studio producer. Go with the inbounds pass. Torrey gets it in to Rex Leverett. It's blocked on a shot. And they're going to say that the Tigers stepped on the end line. So Trevor Hemrick blocked the shot, got it back, but they say he stepped on the end line before he was able to get away from the scene there, so to speak. And so the Indians have the ball right back. Rex Leverett underneath to Reese Guggenbiller. Turns, fires. Oh, it won't go down off the back of the rim. Rebound Homan. And he lost the ball. There's going to be a foul called, I think, on Ansonia. That's a tough call there on unless they called that on Ethan Reichert. So Troy Homan at the free throw line with two shots. First one's up and good. No, I didn't think that was exactly a shooting foul, but hey, we'll take it. It's now 5-2, Indians on top, and this one's up and no good off the back of the rim. The ball ricochets off to the right, and Ansonia picks up the rebound. Here come the Tigers with the basketball. There's Trevor Hemrick. He'll pass on the left wing back to Hemrick out front. Gives it over here to Ethan Reichertz. Now with the ball is Matt Bargy. Underneath to Reichert, he puts it up. It's partially blocked, no good. Rebound, Troy Homan. Homan fires down to Alex Deuce. Deuce down in the corner, back out to Homan. Underneath, it's up and good. Gavin Fowler wide open inside, and give Troy Homan credit for the assist. And it's 7-2, Indians on top by 5 now. Again, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cal Pharmacy. Don't forget they have a weekly prescription program where they will deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. And Sonia with the ball. Reichert goes back outside to Trevor Hemrick. Hemrick now over to Matt Bargy. Here's a shot from the top of the key. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. As getting the board there for the Indians was Gavin Fowler. Gives over to Troy Homan. Homan with the basketball. He'll feed on the left side to Alex Deuce. Deuce, top of the key to Rex Leverett. Leverett drives down the right of the lane, passes off on the wing. Reese Guggenbiller back to Leverett. Leverett on the right wing. Now he dribbles in the lane, stops. Feeds over on the right side to Reese Guggenbiller. Back outside to Alex Deuce. Deuce looking. Outside to Leverett. Leverett, free throw line, spins in the lane. Had the ball knocked loose. Mad scramble, and Sonia comes up with the basketball. And they're going to throw it away, maybe. No, up. Alex Deuce stole it away. That pass was a little bit too long, and they just really could never get control of it. And Alex Deuce comes up with it. Here's Deuce with a three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Ansonia. Getting the board was Ethan Reichertz. Right side with the basketball now. And the shot up and good. Scoring on the play there for Ansonia that time was, and it was a three, was Trevor Hemrick. So Hemrick makes it 7-5. Fort Recovery's lead is 2 points. Rex Leverett over Alex Deuce. Alex Deuce with the basketball to Gavin Faller. Faller looking, has the ball knocked loose by Reichert. Out of bounds it goes, and they're going to say a foul is going to be called on Gavin Faller. In the lineup comes Briggs Overman for Fort Recovery. Actually, we have a timeout at the moment. Timeout on the court. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Just a 30-second timeout. Fort Recovery coming in with a 2-2 record on the season. Not sure. I didn't get a chance to check. I don't believe Ansonia has won a game yet. They've only played a couple. Reichert passing on the right side as Ansonia has the ball back. On the left wing it goes. Back on the right. Reichert fires a three and got it. Ethan Reichert with a three, giving him five on the night. And it's a lead for Ansonia as they take the first lead of the game for them at 8-7. Alex Deuce with the basketball up top of the key. Now he'll pass on the left to Briggs Overman. Overman has the ball slip out of his hands, and it's knocked loose. It should be Fort Recovery's ball, and it is. Been a tough week for the Indians, losing in overtime and a three-point loss to Parkway. Losing in overtime to Fort Loramie on Tuesday. Troy Holman with the basketball, comes down, goes to the hoop, and lays it in. Nice drive by Troy Holman, giving him 3 points on the night now. And it's 9-8. Indians regain the lead. 1:45 to go on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Don't forget the Cal Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery is open extra hours during the week until 7 Monday through Thursday and until 6 p.m. on Friday nights. And the ball's knocked loose. I believe Rex Leverett knocked it loose, and Fort Recovery comes up with it. Here's Leverett on a three, short, no good. Rebound comes down to Matt Bargy for Ansonia. He'll pass over on the right side, a spin move up and in. Nice move by Trevor Hemrick. Hemrick makes it 10-9. Ansonia regains the lead. Might be one of those kind of nights where we have a lot of lead changes. Rex Leverett, right side it goes. Back to Leverett in the lane. Back outside to Overman. He'll fire and he'll hit. Three-point basket for Briggs Overman. And it's now 12-10. Indians on top by two here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Right side it goes to Matt Bargy. Back out top to Ethan Reichert. On the left now, there's Jacob Krager with it. Back around the horn on the right, down in the corner, back outside. Left side it goes to Krager, back outside. Matt Bargy. So far, Bargy has not been that much of a factor in the scoring. He hasn't taken many shots, actually. 15 seconds to go as Ansonia working the clock down for the last shot. Here's Bargy with it. He'll pass on the left to Krager. There's Reichert back outside. Krager firing, missing. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Holman will gun a shot. No good at the horn. And the Indians lead 12-10 at the end of the first quarter of play. Fort Recovery 12 and Ansonia 10. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, if you need handicap medical equipment, stop at the Cal Pharmacy Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park there at the south edge of Fort Recovery. And, you know, you might know someone on your Christmas gift list that they need handicap equipment. That's the perfect place to shop at the Handicap Medical Equipment Center in Fort Recovery's Industrial Park, owned and operated by Cal Pharmacy. We'll be back with the second quarter of play. Indians lead here 12-10.
Need a better job where the benefits are great, a family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Rob Weaver here at the Ansonia High School. Neil Spencer is our studio producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. We're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. And Nate Christman's our studio producer back at the radio station. Ansonia has the basketball to start the second quarter of play. Indianapolis Colts won over Pittsburgh today, 30-13, a big win for the Colts. Pittsburgh jumped out to a 13-0 lead, and the Colts scored the last 30 points of the game to win. So congratulations, a big win for the Colts playoffs hopes, 30-13 over the Steelers. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery here on the Ansonia end. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Here's a shot by Ansonia's Reichert, up and no good. Rebound, Troy Holman. Troy comes racing down right side. There is Leonard firing, who's in the game now. And it's no good. It's knocked out of bounds off of Ansonia. Eli Leonard's in the contest now for Fort Recovery. Also, Mason Diller is in there as well for the Indians. Here's Troy Holman inside. He's going to be fouled. He'll be shooting two shots. Gavin Evers is in there. So Coach Leverett making wholesale substitutions here to start the second quarter. Troy Holman, the quarterback of the team, at the line. He puts it up, and it's in and out, no good. He's 1-for-3 on the night tonight. He'll have one more. Troy bounces the basketball, puts it up, and then it's no good again. Now they're going to say Troy went over the line too soon anyway. So they're going to discount the free throw, and Ansonia will have the ball. Indians lead 12-10. No shock. It's been every game's been like this all year. Very close games. Right side it goes. And there is a foul call on Fort Recovery. Then a whistle. That one on Mason Diller. It's number 2 on Mason Diller already. Here's a shot from the right baseline. Good. By Matt Bargy. He picks up his first basket of the night. And it's tied at 12-12, Ansonia and Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery with the ball. And Briggs Overman is going to be fouled on the play. I'm going to call that on Jacob Krager. His first personal foul. Troy Holman will toss it in. Gets the ball from the official. In K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer is your second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Here's Eli, no good by Leonard's. Rebound comes down to Krager. Krager brings it down across the timeline. We'll pass on the left side. Back out to Krager. Here's Ethan Reichert. Back to Krager. Now there's a shot by Bargy. He banks it in. Oh, my. Three-point shot banked in from straight away. Indians got a bad break on that one. And here's Fort Recovery losing the ball at the other end. A turnover. It's 15-12. Indians trail by 3. And now coach is going to send Leverett, Deuce, and Guggenbiller back in the game. Shot's no good from outside. Rebound comes to Reichert. Up and no good. Rebound Eli Leonard's. Over to Troy Holman. Ball went through Troy's hands, but he was able to retrieve it without a problem. And he'll walk it up to the timeline. Working his way to the free throw line was Briggs Overman. He has the ball stripped away. And Ansonia with the basketball on the Fort Recovery turnover. Krager back out to Ethan Riker. And there's a foul going to be called on Mason Diller. That's number three on him. He's going to be coming out of there. He might have been coming out anyway, but he has definitely gone to the bench. Also, Eli Leonard went out, and also Gavin Evers went out for the Indians. As I told you a moment ago, three of the starters came back in. Guggenbiller, Lefevre, and Deuce all back in the game. Here's a drive to the hoop, up no good. Rebound knocked around. Who's going to get it? The officials weren't sure, and they're going to give it to Ansonia. Matt Bargey will toss it in here for the Tigers. Pass goes out deep to Jacob Krager. He retrieved it in the backcourt. We'll bring it back across the timeline. There by at the top of the key is Reichert. He turns, fires, and hits. Ethan now has a total of 7 points on the evening to lead all scorers so far tonight. Briggs Overman with the ball, lost a handle on it, and it's going to be a jump ball call. And it's going to go to Fort Recovery, so it's not a turnover. Coming back in for the Indians will be Gavin Evers, and Briggs Overman will go to the bench. Troy Homan will toss it in here at the home of the Ansonia Tigers tonight. High school boys basketball. There's a pass underneath to Fort Recovery's Gavin Evers, and he has the ball stripped away. Another Indian turnover. Ansonia with the basketball. Matt Bargey, right side to Ethan Reichert. Reichert on the wing. There's Jacob Krager with it. Reichert with it now. Back to Krager. Over on the left to Hemmerich. Here's Matt Bargey, top of the key. Right side to Reichert. Three-point shot. And he banks it in. Oh, my. It's not supposed to happen like that. That's two threes they've banked in here in the first half. There's a shot blocked by Reichert, but Fort Recovery got it back, and now traveling's going to be called on Rex Leverett. And Coach Bobby Leverett says, what? And actually, so do I. You know how they managed to call traveling on that call. But anyway, Indians are trailing by 8 points all of a sudden. They led 12-10 at one time, and Ansonia has rolled off 10 straight points to take a 20-12 lead here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery's Rex Leverett. For New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Don't forget they have a selection of farm toys that would make nice Christmas gifts for your folks on your list, whether they're collectors or kids. Check out the farm toys at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Fort Recovery stole the ball away. Alex Deuce came up with it. He will drive and lost a handle on it. Picked up, though, by Reese Guggenbiller, and the ball's shot and missed, and it's out of bounds to Fort Recovery. Down to 3:36 to go in the first half of play. This has not been a good quarter for the Indians, as they have not scored a point here in this quarter. Rex Leverett will fire, and he'll miss. Rebound comes down, and it's going to be a jump ball. Held ball, and it's going to go to Ansonia. I don't know what it is with the second quarter on the games I've been doing lately, but for Jay County, they've had three straight second quarters that have been horrible. And now here at Fort Recovery's game with Ansonia, they haven't scored a point yet in the second quarter either. 3:20 to go in the quarter. Here is Krager firing from the just inside the top of the key. It's no good, and a foul is going to be called on the rebound on Ansonia. Going to whistle that one on the Tigers, Trevor Hemmerich. Number one on Trevor. So Indians will bring the ball up, trying to get off that 12. They've been stuck on 12 since the start of the quarter. They came in leading 12-10. It's now 20-12. Indians down by 8. Shots up and no good by Rex Leverett, but he's fouled in the act of shooting. He'll be at the line for 2 shots. K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, proud of their outstanding service. Schedule your next service appointment with K&L Tractor Sales and Service. State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Up and good by Rex Leverett. That gives Rex 3 points on the night. He got our first basket of the evening. This one's up and no good. Rebound comes to Matt Bargie of Ansonia. Bargie across the timeline. Dribbling the basketball. Passing on the right to Hemrick. No, that's not Hemrick. That is Jacob Smittmeyer. Jacob Smittmeyer in the game. Here's a drive to the hoop by Ansonia's Jacob Krager. It's no good. Fort Recovery with the rebound. Here comes Troy Homan. He puts it up. No good. Rebound Ansonia. And the Indians still have not scored a field goal in this quarter. And now they're going to call. Whoops. Going to call a foul on Fort Recovery's Alex Deuce. Coach Leverett is complaining to the official, and the official was not too happy. Not too happy with Bobby's comments. 2:27 left to go here in the first half of play. Free throw by Ansonia's Jacob Krager is good, and that's his first point of the night. He'll have one more. It was a first personal foul on Alex Deuce a moment ago. That's up and no good this time. Rebound comes to Rex Leverett. Indians have scored 1 point in this quarter. Troy Homan with the basketball. He'll dribble, pass over on the left side to Rex Leverett. Now to Briggs Overman on the wing. He'll come, stop, passes back out to Leverett. Out to Reese Guggenbiller. Right side, Alex Deuce. Deuce will drive and lost the ball. Turnover Indians. I haven't kept track of the turnovers, but I'll tell you, there's been a bunch. Second quarter sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery into a trapping defense, and they stole the ball. Troy Homan and Reese Guggenbiller had the kid trapped, and Homan came out with it. Now they're going to call an offensive foul on Troy Homan, charging as he came racing down the court. And let's see how many on Troy now. It's just number one on Troy. 21-13. Indians outscored 11-1 in this quarter. Left side it goes. There's a three-point shot by Reichert. No good. And Smittmeyer came down with a rebound. They're going to call traveling on Jacob Smittmeyer. Smittmeyer's only a freshman. He had a nice game in the junior varsity contest tonight, scoring 10 points. Coach Tony Overton just looking for some combination. Right now his team is leading by 8 points. There's Briggs Overman wide open. He misses the shot. Rebound comes to Ansonia's Matt Bargie. Bargie racing down the far sideline. Feeds into the middle to Krager. Back on the left side it goes to Trevor Hemrick. He'll drive in. He'll miss. Rebound Troy Homan. Homan brings it down. Across the timeline. Feeds Rex Leverett. Guns a three. Short, no good. Rebound. Reese Guggenbiller. Yes. Reese Guggenbiller scores his first basket tonight. That makes the score 21-15. So despite the fact the Indians have only scored 3 points, they're not in too bad a shape, trailing by 6. Timeout. And Sonia will be back in a moment.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. We're introducing the new Kinze 5000 Series electric drive row unit. Purposefully designed for planting at any speed up to 12 miles per hour, it is sleek styled and equipped with features optimized for electric drive meters and the demands of high-speed planting. And all operations from meters to closing wheels, trash control to down pressure, are controlled with industry-leading Kinze Blues Vantage display. To learn more about the 5000 Series electric drive unit, contact K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery.
And once again, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor is K&L Tractor Sales and Service. 21-15. Indians down by six. And again, they're kind of in the same mode they've been in, scoring around 30, 35 points a game. There's a foul called on Ansonia. As Fort Recovery came up with the ball. Turnover on Ansonia there. And going to the free throw line will be Briggs Overman. Briggs has 3 points on the night. Puts the free throw up and it's no good. He'll have one more. Briggs is a 6'1 junior guard for the Indians. Up and good this time. Indians were only 3 of 11 last night from the free throw line. They're not that bad tonight, but they're not real good either. Here's Matt Bargey with it for Ansonia, passing back outside. Now with the ball for the Tigers is Jacob Krager, right side to Matt Bargey. Over on the wing, there's Trevor Hemerick. Back out to Bargey, to Krager. And Sony's going to play for the last shot, leading 21-16. They're hoping to go up 23-16 or maybe 24-16. Down to 15 seconds. Matt Bargey right side. Who's going to take the last shot? Left it goes to Schmidtmeyer. Back outside to Bargey. Bargey stops, fires, and short, no good. And the clock runs out. 21-16. Indians trailing here at the end of the first half of play. They led 12-10 at the first quarter, but that was a bad quarter for Fort Recovery, only scoring 4 points. And Ansonia had 11 to give Ansonia the 5-point lead, 21-16. We'll be back in a moment with the halftime stats for you. Here from Ansonia High School right after we pause for this.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Have you been limping by with an outdated manure spreader? Archway released the new X-Series models in both a 700 and 900 cubic foot capacity. These rugged boxes feature the best spread pattern in the industry, along with a limited lifetime warranty on the apron chain. A guillotine-style slop gate and flared sides make for easy loading. Pair with flotation tires or advanced scales for efficient spreading in your field. Get in on the action. Contact us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to start farming Archway today.
And once again, we want to thank K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight. Looking at the stats, again, a lack of offense, the main problem for the Indians again tonight. They've been in the 30s about every game. For Fort Recovery this evening, we have Briggs Overman with 4 points. He hit a three-point basket and one out of two at the line for his four total points. Reese Guggenbiller has 2 points on a two-point goal. Alex Deuce has 2 points on a two-point goal. Troy Homan has 3 points on a two-point goal and one out of four at the free throw line. Rex Leverett has 3 points on a two-point goal and one out of two at the free throw line. And Gavin Fowler has 2 points on a two-point goal here in the first half of play. That's all the scoring for the Indians. And again, your leading scorers, Briggs Overman with a total of 4 points on the evening. Troy Homan and Rex Leverett have 3 apiece, and Reese Guggenbiller, Alex Deuce, and Gavin Fowler have 2 apiece. In the free throw department tonight, let me see what they were. They were three out of eight in the first half of play for the Indians. Last night they were three out of 11. So what's up with the Indians in the free throw shooting department? It's not a good situation right now for Ansonia tonight. They are led by Ethan Reichert, who has a total of 10 points here in the first half for Ethan Reichert. 5 points for Matt Bargy. Bargy had a 2 and a 3. By the way, Ethan Reichert had 2 two-point goals and 2 three-point goals. Trevor Hemrick has 5 points on a 3 and a 2-point goal. And Jacob Krager only has 1 point on 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. And Sony only 2 free throws, and they hit one of those 2 free throws. So that's your 21 points on the evening for Ansonia. Let's look at the junior varsity game. That was won easily by Fort Recovery, 45-28. Game was tied at 8-8 at the first quarter, but the Indians took a 4-point lead at halftime, 25-21. And then they started to pull away, led by 7 after 3, 35-28, and held Ansonia scoreless in the fourth quarter in the JV game. And they scored 10 points themselves to win by almost 20 points. 45-28 was the final score. For the Indians, Breaker Judy had 18 points on the game. He ended up with a total of 2, 4, 6, 8 two-pointers in the contest and was 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. Maybe Coach Leverett needs to give Breaker an opportunity to play varsity ball. I don't know, with the fact that Breaker seems to be able to score, and Leverett's not getting much scoring from his current varsity players, that's for sure. Grant Fortkamp was next in line with 12 points. Grant had 2 threes, 2 twos, and was 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. Brody Bargy had 8 points. Brody's a nice looking freshman. He had 3 two-point goals and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. 4 points for Benjamin Ingold on a 2-point goal and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. 2 points for Hayden Seifering on a 2-point goal and 1 point for Reese Lefevre on 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Again, leading the way for the Indian JV, Breaker Judy with 18. Grant Fortkamp had 12. 8 for Brody Bargy. 4 points for Benjamin Ingold. 2 for Hayden Seifering and 1 for Reese Lefevre. For Ansonia's JV, again, they lost to Fort Recovery 45-28. They were led in scoring by Jacob Schmidtmeyer with 10. Jacob seeing some varsity action tonight, too. 7 points for Lane Bowman, who has 3 points for Bennett Lehman and 3 for Ben Barnes. And chipping in with 2 points was Cade Shellhouse. We'll be back in a moment. Game's not too far away from starting here with the second half right after we pause for this.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Take the time to review last night's disappointing loss. Fort Recovery losing to Parkway 33-30 last night. Parkway led 8-6 at the first quarter, and Fort Recovery led at halftime 20-19. Parkway then regained the lead, leading 26-23 after three. Another terrible quarter for the Indians with 3 points in the third quarter. And the final score again, Parkway 33 and the Indians 30. Fort Recovery was led by Alex Deuce with 13, and they were all in the first half of play last night. It was 7 points for Gavin Faller, three apiece for Reese Guggenbiller, Troy Homan, and Briggs Overman, and then 1 point for Rex Leverett. Fort Recovery 2-2 after the loss last night. Parkway improved to 3-2. In the JV game, Fort Recovery won that 46-35 to improve their record to 3-1. And again, they won tonight, so they're now 4-1 on the year. They were led last night by Breaker Judy with 12. Grant Fortkamp had 11. 8 points for Brody Bargy. Chipping in with four apiece was Doug Benn and Ben Ingold. 3 points last night for Reese Lefevre. 3 points for Hayden Seifering, and one for Luke Lochtefell. Again, the JV winning last night, 46-35. Their only loss of the year has been to the Jay County Patriots in the very first game of the season. Okay, moving on to our third quarter. Our third quarter tonight being brought to you as a public service here on PG-14 and Jay Country 101 Radio by Cooper Farms. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery and many other locations as well. Don't forget, they have many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms. Just check out their website, cooperfarms.com, for more information. That's Cooper Farms. JoinOurTeam.com is the website to get you to the employment site. Cooper Farms, JoinOurTeam.com. Okay, we're about set to go. Again, I'm Rob Weaver. Nate Christman's our studio producer back at the radio station. Neil Spencer, the producer of FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight here at the game site. And we're underway, Fort Recovery with the basketball to start the third quarter. Come on, Indians, let's get some offense going here. Ansonia playing a trapping defense. Fort Recovery able to break it. Down the lane, up and good by Gavin Faller. And he's fouled in the act of shooting. And a good start for the Indians here as Gavin Faller scores his second bucket of the night. And he is fouled. He'll be at the line. Personal foul is called on Ansonia's Asher Shives, and the free throw is good. So it's 21-19, and just like that, the Indians have cut the lead down to just 2 points. They did trail 20-12 at one time there in that second quarter before they started to sneak back in it, trailing just by 2 points now. Coach Overton's Ansonia team was leading by 14 last night, and they let that lead get away and ended up losing the game. Down in the left corner, back outside. Ansonia working it around the perimeter here. High school boys basketball from Ansonia, Ohio tonight. Indians of Fort Recovery trailing Ansonia 21-19 in the third quarter here. 7 minutes to go in the quarter. Now I'm not seeing any movement at all by Ansonia to get the ball inside. Right side it goes, back outside. It's just around the horn. And now they pass the ball one too many times as the pass went from Prager over to Trevor Hemrick, and he dropped the ball and it went out of bounds. Turnover on Ansonia. Indians can tie the game just like that. And they're going to call traveling on Troy Holman. Troy thought he had his pivot foot set pretty good, but the official didn't agree with him. So turnover on the Indians. 6:30 to go here in the third quarter of play. Fort Recovery needs a win tonight after two disappointing losses this week. Losing in overtime on Tuesday and losing by three last night. On the left side it goes to Krager. He'll try to feed inside. The ball is loose, but saved there by Asher Shives. Back outside it goes. Matt Bargey. Around the horn. Ethan Reichert with it now. Top of the key. Over to Matt Bargey. Down in the corner it goes to Trevor Hemery. Back on the left it goes, and Reese Guggenbilder almost stole it away from Traeger, but he got it back. Here's Reichert firing a three, no good. And the foul's going to be called on Ansonia. Over the back of Gavin Faller was the Ansonia Tigers' Asher Shives. Shives has a cut above his left eye. I don't think that was there to start the game tonight. He's got a bandage over it right now. Indians with the ball. Inside, there's Faller. Up, no good. Can't get it to go. Leverett up, no good. Leverett up, no good. And a foul's going to be called on Ansonia. And Leverett will be at the free throw line with two free throws coming here. Come on, Rex, man. Get these in the hoop. Rex has been to the free throw line only once tonight. He was one out of two at the line. Officials have some confusion about who the foul was on. And there was a whole bunch of bodies in there together. They don't know. Now they're going to say, Ethan Reichert. So Ethan Reichert is charged with the foul. Rex Leverett hits the free throw. He's two out of three tonight. That's a good sign. Now 21-20. This could tie the game up here. And he does. How about them apples? Indians were trailing 20-12. It's now 21-21, all tied up. Indians playing much more aggressive here in this third quarter. And the Indians' Rex Leverett just stole the ball away from Ansonia as they tried to pass it inside. Troy Holman with the basketball out front at the center circle now. He will bounce it to Gavin Faller. Spins, turns, passes back outside to Leverett. Rex goes down low to Faller. Faller turns up and no good. It rolls out of there. Faller got the rebound, no good. And he's fouled on the play by Matt Bargey. Nope. Take that back. Say it wasn't on Bargey. It was on Trevor Hemrick. Stay tuned after the game. We'll try to talk with Coach Leverett if we get the opportunity. Free throw is good by Gavin Faller. He'll have one more. It's up and good. Oh, it rolls off of there. No good. Rebound Ansonia. So Gavin gets one of two there. He is two out of three at the nights for the night so far at the free throw line. Ansonia with the ball. Krager goes down low. And the ball stolen by Fort Recovery. Turnover on Ansonia. Down to Alex Dews. Up and in. Give Troy Holman the assist and Alex Deuce the layup. And it's 24-21. Indians all of a sudden leading by three. They have outscored Ansonia here 12-1 in this last stretch. We'll be back in a moment.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply Apply online today at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Ansonia coach Tony Overton calling time out there, trying to right the ship as the Indians really have come out playing great basketball here in this third quarter of play. They trailed at halftime 21-16. So they have outscored Ansonia 8-0 here in the third quarter, and they have really been out there hustling and playing quite well. Ansonia with the ball. Start play here after the timeout. Krager will toss it in. Jacob Krager. Indians playing man, a full court man-for-man defense here. And Ansonia gets it in okay. Matt Bargy on the left, back outside to Krager. Krager directing traffic. Over here it goes to Asher Shives. Back on the left side to Matt Bargy. Back out top to Krager. Right side to Shives. Goes down low to Hemerick. Back outside to Shives. There's Matt Bargy with it now. Indians playing a zone defense here. Back on the left to Shives. He'll pass into Hemerick, and there's a foul called on the Indians. It's going to be whistled on... Reese Guggenbiller picks up the foul. Reese Guggenbiller. Matt Bargy with it back outside as we have put the ball back in play after the foul. Right side to Shives. Down low to Hemerick. Back out top. On the left to Bargy. Back out top. Ansonia just passing the ball around the perimeter here. Back out top it goes. Right corner. Back around it goes. I'm not sure they're really trying to get the ball to anybody inside. Oh, Reichert's made a couple of cuts in there. There's Hemerick making a cut inside. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Indians lead 24-21. There's Jacob Krager firing a three. It's no good. Rebound comes to Reese Guggenbiller. Well, after all that passing around, they take the three-point basket. Here is a shot up by Reese Guggenbiller. He cans it for 5 points for Reese on the night. Reese Guggenbiller hits a three here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. There's a foul called on Ethan Reichert. Offensive foul on Ethan. Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn. Sell your corn to Cooper Farms by giving them a call at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, and many other area locations. They've got also a lot of great job opportunities for you to take a look at as well. Check out their website, CooperFarms.com, for those job opportunities. There's a foul called on Ansonia. And Alex Deuce will go to the line. Indians lead 27-21. Alex Deuce bounces the ball, puts it up, and it's good. And the Indians have started hitting their free throws here in the second half, which is a good thing. Alex will have one more. It's up, and it's good again. After hitting only 3 out of 8 in the first half, the Indians have come back very nicely here in this third quarter. Indians lead now by 8, 29-21. There's been a swing of 16 points here to give the Indians the lead by 8 after they trailed by 8. Ansonia works the ball around the perimeter. 1:55 to go in the quarter. Shots up, no good. Rebound comes to Troy Homan. Missing a three-pointer there was Bennett Lehman, who came in the game for Coach Overton, trying to find some offense. Alex Deuce out front. He's being hawked there by Krager. Now it passes off to Briggs Overman. Overman behind the back dribble, circles around, almost lost it in the middle to Leverett, who puts it up and got it. Rex Leverett scoring to make it 31-21 now. It's a 10-point lead for the Indians. Fort Recovery playing a zone defense here now. Half-court zone defense. In the middle it goes, and there's a foul called on Fort Recovery's Troy Homan, I think. Nope, it's on Alex Deuce. Alex Deuce picks up the foul. Here comes Eli Leonards into the lineup, and Alex Deuce will go to the bench. Here comes Eli. Ansonia puts the ball in play. In the backcourt, picked up by Ethan Reichert. He'll pass on the left to Matt Bargey. Lehman with it. On the right side it goes to Krager. Back out top to Matt Bargey. Around the horn on the left to Lehman. Back out top. Bargey with it. Right side to Krager. Now in underneath to Reichert. He lost the ball. It's picked up by Fort Recovery's Gavin Evers, who's in the game. 42 seconds to go. I don't know. If I was Fort Recovery, I might consider holding the ball here, but why should they? There's Eli Leonards, who just hit a 15-footer just inside the free throw line. Eli Leonards scoring to make it 33-21. 26 seconds to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Fort Recovery's going to be called for a foul. Troy Homan picks up the foul. We have a lady official tonight in this game, along with two gentlemen. More and more common to see the ladies out there officiating games. Ansonia puts the ball in play, down to 15 seconds. Fort Recovery leads 33-21. Outside, on the right side it goes. Outside again, Bargey feeds over to Hemerick, and they're going to throw it away. Over and back called. Trevor Hemerick tried to find Bargey out here, and he just overthrew him. And less than a second was left in the quarter, and the Indians passed it in, and that's the end of the quarter. 33-21 the score after three quarters. Indians held Ansonia scoreless. Scoreless in that third quarter of play. 33-21, Indians lead by 12. We'll be back.
Now is the time to plant your trees, and you'll find those trees at Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Ohio State Route 49. Judy's also reminds you to get your name on their list for the spring landscaping work. See Eric Judy at Judy's Landscaping for all of your landscaping and tree needs. Judy's Landscaping, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49. Have a winning season, Fort Recovery Indians, especially players Rex Leverett, Briggs Overman, and Colson Post from Judy's Landscaping.
Time is running out and the Christmas clock is ticking away. If you're still on the hunt for some great toys for the kids, Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery should be your next stop. From now until the end of the year, for every $100 of Case IH toys you buy, you'll get $20 off. Pedal tractors, farm sets, toy tractors, and combines, your little ones will love them. Hurry in and save. This deal only applies to Case IH toys. Merry Christmas from Hall Brothers, your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
And our fourth quarter is brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. And again, they just received a nice shipment of farm toys at Hall Brothers, so check them out. Here's a three-point shot. It's no good by Ansonia's Krager, and a foul's called on the rebound on Ansonia, on Ethan Reichert's. Ethan Reichert picks up number 4. Boy, this has not been a good second half for Tony Overton's Ansonia team. Start the fourth quarter. Hall Brothers Incorporated, our fourth quarter sponsor. Indians had a nice third quarter. Very nice defensively and offensively. Here's Eli Leonards on a 3. He missed it. Rebound comes down to Hemerick for Ansonia. Back out top to Matt Bargey around the horn. Hemerick has it. Back to Bargey on the right. Down in the corner to Reichert. Back out top it goes. Right side. With the ball is Reichert. Back out top again. And Sonia trailing by 12. They really cannot afford to run too much clock here. Down by 12 points. They want to take good shots, though. Right side. And a pass to Reichert. Back on the right to Bargy. Three-point shot good. They finally score with 6:38 to go in the fourth quarter. That's their first score of the second half of play. As Matt Bargy hits his second three of the night. 33-24. Indians lead here by 9. Eli Leonard's with it. And Sonia has plenty of time. They're not out of it yet, despite the fact that they had that huge dry spell. And here's Matt Bargy stealing the ball. Puts it up and in. Matt Bargy scoring. And that's going to make the score 33-26, a 7-point game. Timeout is called by the Indians. They still lead by 7, 33-26 here in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget. Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Once again, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Again, check out their great selection of farm toys for Christmas gift giving. Troy Homan has the basketball. Down he comes across the timeline. In the lane, feeds back out to Alex Deuce. Deuce being guarded by Krager. Fires one up. It's no good. That was not a good shot. And we have a foul called now on Alex Deuce on the rebound. That was not a good shot by Alex a moment ago. And now he commits a foul, number 3 on him. Here's Krager putting the ball in play, Jacob Krager. And it goes to Jacob Schmidtmeyer, who's back in the game. Matt Bargy with the basketball. Right side it goes. Back outside to Matt Bargy. Over on the left. Around the horn. Reichert with the ball. There's Jacob Krager with it, who drove along the baseline, and the ball ends up getting knocked out of bounds by the Indians, so Ansonia will keep possession. 5:22 left in the game. Indians lead by 7, 33-26. Ansonia with a little bit of momentum going their way. There's a shot up and no good by Hemrick, who drove down the middle of the lane. Trevor Hemrick, and missed the shot. It bounced off the back of the rim. Indians with the rebound. Troy Homan comes down across the timeline. Feeds on the left to Alex Deuce. Goes out top to Reese Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller to Troy Homan. Homan dribbling. Passing over here to Rex Leverett. Leverett looking, passing on the right side to Troy Homan. He'll drive in and scoop it up and missed it. Had the opening, he just misjudged the shot. And Matt Bargy came down with it for Ansonia. Now they can get back to within 5. Inside to Reichert. He turns, fires, misses. Rebound comes to Rex Leverett. Troy Homan gets the ball from Leverett, and Troy will walk it up. Troy's your quarterback for this team. Does a very nice job of it. Right side to Reese Guggenbiller. Hall Brothers Incorporated, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Inside to Rex Leverett, and he scores. Rex having a nice game. 9 points for Rex tonight so far. Including 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, believe it or not. We'll take that. Outside it goes And Sonia with the ball now in the perimeter, has the ball in the perimeter. They trail by 9 now, 35-26. Time starting to run out on them, 3:41 to go in the game. Left to Schmidtmeyer. Here's Matt Bargy with it, right down in the right corner, back to Bargy. Schmidtmeyer has the ball knocked away by Guggenbiller, but Reichert was there to pick it up. Hemrick with it. Trevor Hemrick. And there is timeout called by Coach Tony Overton. Overton calls timeout. 3:19 left to go in the game. The Indians of Fort Recovery lead 35-26. We'll be back in a moment.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank all the sponsors, you folks here in our broadcast, make it possible. I know Neil Spencer would say the same thing when he's doing his solo Fort Recovery radio broadcast. He's got a great group of community sponsors to support his broadcasts. Here's a drive and up and in by Trevor Hemrick for Ansonia. Gives him 7 points on the evening. And the Indians now lead 35-28 with the basketball. Whoops. I'm going to call a foul. No, a timeout. I'm going to call a timeout. Fort Recovery calls timeout, leading 35-28 with 2:50 left to go in the game.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with the Golden Technologies Power Recliner and Lift Chair for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49 at 1201 Commerce Street. So visit us online at calpharmacy.com or call us at 419-375-7007. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Time is running out and the Christmas clock is ticking away. If you're still on the hunt for some great toys for the kids, Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery should be your next stop. From now until the end of the year, for every $100 of Case IH toys you buy, you'll get $20 off. Pedal tractors, farm sets, toy tractors, and combines. Your little ones will love them. Hurry in and save. This deal only applies to Case IH toys. Merry Christmas from Hall Brothers, your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Gavin Faller was ill there during the timeout. Made use of a waste paper basket. I'll let you use your imagination. But he's out there playing. Back out there. Troy Homan with the basketball. He'll hand off to Reese Guggenbiller. Now Gavin Faller gets it on the left corner. Dribbles in. Back outside to Troy Homan. Bowman feeding on the left to Reese Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller drives to the hole and scores. Big basket for Reese Guggenbiller. Indians leading 37-28. Only 2:14 left to go in the game. Fort Recovery appears to be in a good position to win this contest, break their two-game losing streak. Whoops, there's going to be a foul called on Ansonia. No, I guess they don't. Did not call the foul. They just said it went out of bounds off of Ansonia. So Fort Recovery with the basketball that went off of Trevor Hemrick. I thought he used his forearm myself, but I guess he must have lost the ball first. Alex Deuce over to Troy Homan. Homan looking, dribbling. Feeds back outside to Gavin Faller. Faller looking for a teammate. Over to Alex Deuce. And a foul is called on Ansonia. That's going to be whistled on the Ansonia Tigers, Jacob Krager, which is number three on him. Reese Guggenbiller standing in front of Coach Darian Sheffer of Fort Recovery. He'll toss it in. Whoops. Might have been a little traveling music there, but no call by the official. Troy Hellman with the basketball. Gives over to Alex Deuce. Only 1:26 left to go, and Fort Recovery lost the ball. Fort Recovery coaching staff wants another opinion from the other official, but no call. 1:26 to go in the game. Indians still appear to be in good shape, leading 37-28. Right side back outside. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery. I think they're going to call that on Rex. Yep. Rex Leverett picks up the foul. Indians led 12-10 at the first quarter, trailed 21-16 at halftime, led 33-21 after three, holding Ansonia scoreless in the third quarter. Here's a three-pointer from the right corner. Gets up and no good by Matt Bargie. And Fort Recovery's Gavin Faller came down with the rebound. 1 minute to go in the game. And a foul is called on Ansonia. It's going to be whistled on Trevor Hemrick, I think. No. It's on Matt Bargie. Number three on Matt Bargie. Troy Homan will toss it in for the purple and white. Comes into Rex Leverett, and there's a foul right away on Trevor Hemrick. Out of bounds. So the next free throw, the next foul, will result in free throws, as that was the fourth foul against Ansonia this quarter. Into Rex Leverett. Leverett dribbling the basketball. Back outside to Reese Guggenbiller. And there's your fifth foul called on Jacob Schmidtmeyer picks up the foul. So at the line will be Reese Guggenbiller, get it right. He has not been to the line tonight. And it is good. Boy, Coach Leverett's going to be really happy about the free throw percentage tonight. Here's one more for Reese. It's up and good. Reese Guggenbiller hits both free throws. Now 39-28, 40 seconds to go. This game is over, folks. Here's a shot from the corner by Hemrick, way off the mark. Rebound Rex Leverett, and the foul's going to be called on Reichert. He fouls out of the game. Nice-looking player, Ethan Reichert. He hustles all the time, and he just fouled out of the game. 33 seconds left to go in the contest. 39-28. Hall Brothers Incorporated is our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Rex Leverett hit another free throw. Looking for a gift idea? How about the tractors, toy trucks, farm toys available from Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery? Leverett hits the second free throw also. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery as Asher Shives was fouled as he had the ball underneath trying to shoot. He'll be at the line for two with 25 seconds left. 41-28, Indians leading. Good by Shives. That's his first point of the evening. He'll have one more. Bounces the basketball, puts it up, and missed that one. Rebound, Rex Leverett. Leverett dribbling the basketball. Over to Troy Homan, and he's just going to dribble out the game here. Down to 10 seconds. 5 seconds, and that's it. Fort Recovery has won the game 41-29 over the Ansonia Tigers. Congratulations to the Indians on victory number 3 of the year tonight. It looked a little rough there for a while as Fort Recovery only scored 4 points in the second quarter, but came back with a vengeance in the third quarter. Got 17 points in the third quarter to nothing for Ansonia, and took the lead for good. 41-29 the final. Indians win. We'll wrap it up in a moment right after this.
Time is running out and the Christmas clock is ticking away. If you're still on the hunt for some great toys for the kids, Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery should be your next stop. From now until the end of the year, for every $100 of Case IH toys you buy, you'll get $20 off. Pedal tractors, farm sets, toy tractors, and combines. Your little ones will love them. Hurry in and save. This deal only applies to Case IH toys. Merry Christmas from Hall Brothers, your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Once again, thanks to Hall Brothers for being our very fine fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget your Case IH and Kubota dealer. That's Hall Brothers Incorporated. They've got an outstanding parts department. They'll have the parts you need, and they've got a great service department as well. That's Hall Brothers, serving our community for more than 100 years, way more than 100 years. They're at the east edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 119. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast tonight. Nice for the Indians to bounce back and pick up a victory here this evening. Let's give you the scoring for Fort Recovery tonight. Looks like Rex Leverett probably led the way. He had 3 two-point goals for Rex for his 6 points. And he hit 5 out of 6 from the free throw line for a total of 11 points for Rex Leverett tonight. Gavin Fowler had a total of 2 twos for 4 points and 2 out of 3 at the free throw line for 6 points on the evening. Also for the Indians, Reese Guggenbiller had a nice night. Reese ended up with 9 points on the night. He hit on 2 two-point goals, a 3, and then had 2 out of 2 at the free throw line for his 9 points. Briggs Overman had 4 points on a 3-point basket and had 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Also, Alex Deuce ended up tonight with 6 points, 2 two-point goals, and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line for Alex. Troy Homan had 3 points on the night. He had a 2-point goal and hit on 1 out of 4 at the free throw line. And then Eli Leonards had a 2-point basket to round out the scoring for the Indians. Once again, Rex Leverett with 11, 9 for Reese Guggenbiller, 6 points for both Alex Deuce and Gavin Fowler, 4 points for Briggs Overman, 3 for Troy Homan, and 2 for Eli Leonards. For Ansonia's Tigers, they had Matt Bargey with 10 points tonight. He had 2 threes and 2 two-point goals. Also with 10 points tonight, Ethan Reichert, hitting on 2 threes and had 2 two-point goals for his 10 points. Trevor Hemrick had a total of 7 points for Trevor Hemrick tonight. And we had Jacob Krager with 1 point on the evening. So can you hear okay in this?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I had to put those together at the last minute.
I can tell all the duct tape and rubber bands you got on this thing, Rob.
Yeah, I'll take it easy on me here. Okay.
Budget cuts, right? Budget cuts.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations. Great win for the Indians tonight. And you were probably wondering there in the fourth quarter. Let me see here. 4 points in the second quarter. 4 points in the second quarter, and the roof was kind of falling in.
Yeah.
But, boy, your kids came out with great intensity in the third quarter and took charge of the game.
Right. You know, yeah, going in at halftime down 5, you know, we kind of told them, you know, hey, here we are again missing some free throws when it's clutch. And then they banked in 3 threes, too. So there's 9 points, you know. If they're banking in threes, we know that we're benefiting ourselves, that our defense is pretty solid. So, you know, we were down 5, but we were pretty happy with where we were at. Didn't really have to clean up a whole lot defensively. Offensively, yeah, we had to kind of get things going. And, yeah, great effort. Proud of our guys.
Now, don't fall over, but we had you for 13 of 19 at the free throw line.
Hey, well, I don't know. Did we miss any in the second half? One, maybe?
I really don't know.
Okay, I didn't think we missed any in the second half. So, no, we did. We missed one. We missed one in the second half. So, no, we'll take that. Our defense has been solid these first five games, Rob, and that's what they're hanging their hats on. And, you know, we went a little bit of a different look tonight with the three out, two in with Rex and Gavin inside. And, you know, for the first time, we just went over that today to shoot around. So once we kind of get that fine-tuned a little bit, I think we're going to be fine here.
Yeah, very nice win for you, and held Ansonia scoreless in that third quarter play.
Right.
In fact, they didn't score until about a minute to go in the a minute gone in the fourth quarter. So there was a stretch. Sorry, there we got unplugged, but we'll make it real quick here. So anyway, congratulations. We'll let you go.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. Yep, thanks for coming all the way down here.
Oh, hey, we're glad to, and I'm glad the kids came out with a win to make it 3-2.
No doubt, we'll take it.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. Bobby Leverett, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. That does wrap up our broadcast tonight. The Indians win by a score of 45-28 over the Ansonia Tigers. Again, congratulations to Fort Recovery going to 3-2 on the year. The junior varsity team, it was 41-29, the varsity. 41-29 was the final score in the varsity, Fort Recovery winning. They won the JV game 45-28. Once again, leading the junior varsity was Breaker Judy with 18 and Grant Fordcamp had 12 points. Again, leading the varsity, Rex Leverett with 11, Reese Guggenbiller with 9. For our studio producers, Nate Christman at the radio station and Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, and until next time, have a very pleasant good evening.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.